Sister couldn't let go of their conflict.
She proceeded to leave. What did you do?
I called my sister up.
What was the reason for the phone call?
To counsel her again about...
To counsel her? You're ridiculous.
So the other sister decided to finish it.
She started screaming at you.
Yes.
Because you were screaming at her. You mean it was okay to scream on the phone, but not in person?
That's what she said.
Do I look like I need your help?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Bianca Payne and her fiancé, Sebastian Jordan, are suing Bianca's half-sister, Danielle Blocker, for vandalizing their car and an assault.
Case number 408 on the count in the matter of Payne Jordan versus Blocker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Jordan, you're here primarily because it was your car that was allegedly damaged by the defendant. Is that correct?
Correct.
You were not present during the course of this incident.
No, I wasn't.
Is this your girlfriend?
Yes.
She was driving your car.
Exactly.
So you were here really as a nominal plaintiff just to get your car fixed.
Thank you. Exactly.
You can have a seat. Aren't you happy about that?
Yes, I am.
You look thrilled. Now, you two gals are sisters.
Yes.
And I assume that there's some sort of history that goes back that's negative.
Yes.
I don't really care about that because that's not the nature of this program. I'm here to resolve disputes.
Okay.
So on a particular day, you were going to visit your mother.
Yes.
Does your mother live with your sister?
Yes.
And when you were going to visit your mom?
Yes.
You took with you your daughter?
Yes.
And your niece?
Yes.
Not her daughter, but no. Another niece of yours?
Yes.
This is your daughter?
My niece.
This is the niece. Your daughter isn't here?
No.
So your statement says that your sister was going to the store, wanted to go to the store to get something, and invited your niece to accompany her to the store. You want to go to the store with me? You want to get something to eat? Mm-hmm. And you felt, Ms. Payne, that your sister had been disrespectful and unkind to your daughter because she didn't ask your daughter also to go to the store.
Yes.
That formed the basis of this particular incident. Sometime later that day, while you were all there, she had left, she came back. She came back because you called her and you were having a conversation with her. It was not a pleasant conversation about why she didn't invite your daughter to go to the store when she invited the niece to go to the store and she's not a nice person. I don't have to hear the bad language that went back and forth. But at some time, there was a dispute. And according to you, your sister not only assaulted you, but she damaged your boyfriend's car by kicking it?
Yes.
Repeatedly, causing dents in the car, which is why he's here.
Yes.
Your sister says you actually assaulted her, and she did in fact dent the car, but she dented the car when she fell backwards on the car after you pushed her, and she is counterclaiming for that assault.
Yes.
Did I tell that story reasonably well?
Yeah.
So, I want to take us to a point in this story where you, Miss Blocker, left. Mm-hmm. And you left with your niece.
No, I didn't leave with her because she came outside and told her that she couldn't go, that they were going to leave. And I said, well, what's going on? She says, well, we're just going to go because now she's in here crying. I said, well, who's crying? She says, Alexis. I'm like, well, what happened? Why is she crying? She said, well, you're making a difference. I said, well, I'm not making a difference. If she wanted to come, she could have came. The only reason why
I... Just a second. But at that point, you had not left.
We were getting in the
car. Did you, in fact, leave?
I couldn't leave because as soon as I put the key in ignition, she came flying down the stairs. So I couldn't even pull off at that point.
Did you ever leave?
I did leave after when she came outside and she says, well, we're just going to go. You have her up here crying. I said, well, why is she crying? She says, because you're making a difference. Well, what happened is I just told my niece to go with her because I didn't want to make a big scene in front of her.
So you told your niece to go.
Right. And then they were all, her daughter were coming outside because they were leaving. She was getting in the car. I pulled off to go to the store. I didn't want to deal with it because it was petty.
Fine. So now she's with her daughter and her niece and you're on the way to the store.
Yes.
Good. Now, she proceeded to leave.
Yes.
What did you do?
After I confronted Danielle, I told her that Alexis was crying. Her feelings was really hurt. I told her I didn't think that was fair for her to ask.
Okay, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's move on.
So then Rachel got out of the car. We go upstairs. I told Rachel to go ahead and get her stuff. Let's go get Alexis so we can get ready to go.
Okay, so she had things upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
After that, I told my mom, I said, Mom, we're going to go ahead and go. This is not okay. So I told Alexis and Rachel, let's go. We come down the stairs. Before I can get down to the bottom of the stair, which is right on the, it's the last step, it's like on the pavement. Danielle comes speeding from around the corner, pulls up in the driveway aggressively. You thought she was task force. Jumps out the car and came immediately and rushed me and started calling me all these names, and she pushed me.
Well, let me ask you this question. When you were upstairs and the kids were getting ready, did you call your sister?
No.
You didn't call her?
We missing a spot here. Alexis and Rachel, I told the girls to go upstairs. I told the girls it wasn't okay what happened.
I heard that already.
So I told the kids, we're going to get ready to go. I got in the car. I called my sister up.
All right. Just a second. So now,
Thank you. That's
what I'm hearing.
Right.
Listen. You told the girls to get up and go. Your niece out of the car. You didn't go upstairs. I assume you didn't go upstairs and say goodbye to your mother because you got into the car and you called your sister while the girls were upstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what, just a second, why did you call your sister? You left that out when you're telling this whole story.
I called my sister.
You called your sister and what did you say to her?
I told my sister, I said, it wasn't right what you did. I said, Alexis is crying. You cannot make a difference.
Just a second, you told me that already.
Right.
Listen. You told me that already.
Yes.
When you came downstairs and you told Rachel that she couldn't go.
Yes.
You said, I told my sister it wasn't fair because my daughter was crying upstairs. You already told her that. And you told her that's why your niece wasn't going.
Yes.
So I'm getting back to you. What was the reason for the phone call?
To counsel her again about
To counsel her?
Yes.
An adult, though. I'm an adult.
Ridiculous.
I'm a grown woman now.
Just a second. You're ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Juvenile. A baby.
Okay.
Because there's no question in my mind that when you called her again, you couldn't control yourself enough not to open a big fresh mouth to her on the phone. No question that you opened a big fresh mouth to her on the phone, and that's why she came back from the store. So then she came back and she got into your face and she started screaming at you.
Yes.
All right, because you were screaming at her. You mean it was okay to scream on the phone but not in person?
That's what she does.
Do I look like I need your help?
I'm sorry.
So if you're going to tell me she came up and she assaulted you, I'm not interested. You were two sisters fighting. Not interested. The only thing I'm interested in is, you know what? His car. Now, you want to tell me how his car got damaged? And make sure I hear the truth, because you see where we go when we don't have the truth?
Sure.
Good. Fine.
After she pushed me, her son started holding her, pushed her back towards where the car was. He kept telling his mother, chill, you need to chill. The kids were screaming because they didn't want any altercation. She ran up to the car and she aggressively just kicked the car. She kicked the car several times, I would say at least three or four times. By that time, that's when I went upstairs and I told her I was calling the police.
Now I'll see the pictures of the car. Wasn't any of this your fault? Nothing. None of this was your fault. It was your two aunts who were behaving like children. Irresponsible children.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were so furious. You created a problem. You created the problem because you acted like a baby. You probably have too much time on your hands.
And later today.
You don't have anything to say, do you?
Not as of right now.
Well, now is the time.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Bianca Payne says her half-sister, Danielle Blocker, vandalized her car and assaulted her. Danielle is countersuing, also for an assault.
Miss Payne, she didn't damage this door by kicking it. No way. No way. I'm pretty limber. I'm older, but I'm limber. And I couldn't get that high on a door. No way is that how it happened. You want to tell me how the door got dented?
When I got out the car and we were in each other's face, I was trying to back her. I said, could you please get out of my face? My son was outside. My niece was outside. It was really inappropriate. She pushed me and I fell into her car, but I had on flip-flops. I would have broke my toe, anything, had I kicked her car. I don't know how the dent got there.
Okay.
That dent had to have already been there.
I don't see there. Anybody know how the dent got there?
Well, can I speak?
Sure.
Hi,
who are you?
I'm their other sister, Denisha Blocker. And I want to say I was on the phone, because what happened when she kept calling my sister, I said, don't answer the phone. Conference her in, because I know it's going to be ugly. So she called her on three-way to hear what she had to say. So the first thing, well, I know you don't want to go into it, but basically she was belligerent. I'm like, don't worry about it. She said she was leaving. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be there when you get back. So we were on the phone for like at least a good 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And when she finally pulled back to my mom's house, she says, oh my gosh, she's here. The next thing I hear her in the background going off.
Yes.
And then the phone hung up. So at that moment, I immediately got on the freeway going straight to my mom's house.
When I got there, she told the police officer
she kicked my car. So when I got to my mom's house, I immediately got out the car and looked at the car to see, let me see if there's damage, because she was trying to get her to go to jail. And I got out the car, I'm like, there's no damage. There was no damage to the car whatsoever. There was no dent on that car, none.
Sit down.
She's a scam artist.
Just a second. Okay. You weren't there. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I'm not going to ask her. How old are you?
17.
I'm not asking you.
Thank you.
Nothing. Claim, counterclaim, nothing. Is your boyfriend?
Yes.
If his car got dented because you had a big mouth and a bad temper, fix his car. Hmm. You were driving it. You caused the commotion. You fix it. Hmm. Got it? She's going to fix your car.
Thanks.
Not she's going to fix your car. Right. Your girlfriend is going to fix your car.
Can I say something?
About what?
I just want to say, so the police reports lied.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Police weren't there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they was.
No, after. They weren't there when it happened.
But they were there when she admitted that she would pay for the damages on the vehicle.
Listen to me carefully. Then you don't need me. Then you don't need me. I'm telling you, I just conducted a trial, something that the police didn't conduct. And I find you directly responsible for anything that happened to the car. Do you understand?
No.
Well,
you don't understand anything.
Just a second. I know you don't understand, and that's unfortunate. Maybe if you pay for your boyfriend's car, you will. What I'm telling you is you're supposed to act like a grown-up, and you didn't act like a grown-up. If you felt as if your child was disrespected and felt badly because your sister was only taking her other niece to the store, and you made a statement, you went downstairs and you said, you know what, either both girls go or no girls go, and we're going to leave, go upstairs, get your stuff, kiss your mom goodbye, say bye, sorry we had this little bit of a fracas today, and go. But you were so furious, you sent them upstairs, and then you got on the phone. And you created a problem when there was no more problem. She was gone.
Yes.
The girls were with you. They were going to get their stuff. You get in your boyfriend's car and you leave. Any problem? A zero problem.
Yes.
You created the problem because you acted like a baby. You probably have too much time on your hands.
Too much.
So if you want to get your car fixed, sir, you go to the person who caused the problem.
Really? I don't want the car.
And I have one.
Good. Perfect.
Okay, we'll
right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Zero.
Zero for you, too. It's okay. It's okay. She should have done the right thing, but she didn't. She didn't do the right thing.
At some point, she'll get a job, and she'll learn another means of income instead of trying to sue her own sister.
Jealousy, of course. You look at her, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
She's jealous.
She need to get it together, raise her kid right.
I mean, look at the attire. I mean, she came in here looking like a drag queen. I mean, come on now.
You can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends.
Thank you, Jazz Judy.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gadziak versus Tubbs. Step forward.
25-year-old Elizabeth Gadziak is suing her ex-boyfriend, Zachary Tubbs, for an unpaid car loan, as well as unpaid rent and utility bills.
Ms. Gadziak, the defendant was your boyfriend. You lived together. You shared an apartment together, and it is your claim that now that you have broken up, you're no longer a couple, that he owes you for rent and a car loan. Mr. Tubbs says that you were a couple, you lived together, lost his job, looking around for something else, you covered the bills, he would have done the same for you, you were a couple. That's your defense.
No.
Sounds right to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I just want to let you know that as smart as the two of you think you are, Bird's smarter.
Cases, real people. Judge Judy. 25-year-old Elizabeth Gadziak is suing her ex-boyfriend, Zachary Tubbs, for an unpaid car loan, as well as unpaid rent and utility bills.
All right. How long did you live together?
We did a 10-month lease and we did a 4-month lease. We were actually on 2 leases. I met him about May, June, and then we moved in together when my lease was up September, the beginning of September.
Now, when you moved into a place together, were you both on the lease?
We were.
And when did he lose his job?
He was going between a couple different jobs. He lost one job. He was working at a restaurant.
And I don't care where he was working. Let me ask you the question, Ms. Kaczynski. What do you think happens to a married couple that rent an apartment together, and let's say the wife loses her job? What do you think happens?
The other person helps out.
Picks up the slack.
Yes.
Well, what you were doing is really nothing more than playing house. You're not married. You took an apartment as if you were a married couple. You signed a lease, both your names, you shared a bed together, you talked about future together, just like a married couple.
Well, our difference is that we went into it knowing that we were going to work together, and we were doing great for the first 3 months. And when we broke up, he did find new opportunities. He didn't go without a job for very long. He went a little bit, but he got a job pretty quick after. And at that point, we were not together. For most of the time we were living together, we were not actually a couple.
I don't know what most of the time means.
From we broke up in December, the late December, beginning of January 2013. So from January 2013 all the way until the end of the second lease, which was November 2013, we were not a couple.
Then you shouldn't have been living together.
I agree. But where our situation is different is we kind of worked as roommates.
Oh, I don't buy that at all. That doesn't happen. You don't have anything to say, do you?
Not as of right now. No.
Well, now is the time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Mr. Tubbs, is what you're telling me that you don't owe her any money? What does an mean, Mr. Tubbs?
When we first...
Yeah, Mr. Tubbs,
started...
Mr. Tubbs, if you're going to tell me that you agree with her, that you owe her money, I'm going to throw you both out of here. Do you understand?
No.
Do you understand?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm doing. I just want to let you know that as smart as the two of you think you are, Bird's smarter. Okay. Do you understand?
Okay.
All I want to know from you is, do you still have the automobile that was purchased with her $1,000 down payment?
Yes.
And when she gave you the $1,000 down payment, did you have a discussion about paying her back that $1,000?
I let her know that it wasn't going to come all right at once, and there was no way I could just hand her $1,000.
But you agreed to pay her back.
I agreed to help her, yeah.
Well, you agreed to help her, not help her.
Because she helped,
helped you.
Yes.
You agreed to pay her back. Did you give her back any of that money?
Yes.
How much?
I was working as a server at the time, so I don't have... like records of it, but I was giving her cash.
How much?
I was giving her a couple hundred here and there, as much as I could when I could.
And is that in addition to contributing to the rent, or is the rent something completely different?
I believe the rent and everything else would be different, but on the second lease, I was...
I forget about rent. I don't think you owe her a penny with regard to rent. Nothing. I'm just talking about the $1,000 that she gave you. I assume that you have proof of. Is that right, Ms. Kaczynski?
Yeah.
Okay. That she gave you so you could buy a car that you still have, and you're no longer a couple.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that you have to pay her back.
Yes.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all, thank you.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Just got at each other's throats, you know? He had some issues that he needed to take care of, and I was trying to help him out, and it just didn't work.
I was not making as much money.
We worked well as roommates, you know? I was just trying to help him out. He was in a tough spot. I had trouble making my rent.
It just wasn't working out.
I knew if we worked together, we had two different rooms, it would work financially for both of us.
We decided we worked better as roommates than a couple.
He told me 4 times he was gonna pay me back, and I didn't see a dime every single time. And I said, I need to get him or I'm not gonna get it.
I don't think there's gonna be a friendship in the situation.
Not happening. I'm not happening. I'm not doing it again.
Pay what you owe and run when you can.